If you're in business long enough, I guarantee you, you will get a bad review. So how do you handle that bad review?
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast, the ultimate destination for salespeople, business people, and entrepreneurs. As you immerse yourself in this show, you'll discover the secrets to unlocking consistent and predictable income. We reveal the new way to persuade human behavior by mastering the art of the teach-to-sell method. Get ready to transform your approach and achieve unparalleled success.
In this episode of the No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast, Dan Roshan shares why positive reviews are the foundation of credibility and how they can make or break your business. From a simple restaurant search in San Diego to managing one-star reviews on Zillow, Dan explains how reviews shape trust, influence buying decisions, and impact your reputation. You'll learn his pro framework to guide clients in leaving impactful testimonials and discover how to handle negative reviews with professionalism.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the No Broke Months podcast, which is a show for real estate agents to help you have no broke months. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show.
Today, you're going to learn what makes a great leader. To be able to attract and retain the top talent, you have to start by asking yourself two pivotal questions. First, would I hire someone like me? Second, would I want to work for someone like me? These questions, they highlight a simple truth. You attract what you embody. Great leadership is about guiding others towards their goals while trusting that your success will follow naturally. By empowering others to grow, you're going to lay the foundation for an organization where everyone thrives. The core of effective leadership is defined when you ask yourself these three questions. What do I think? So when you understand what do you think, you're defining your mindset, your vision, to be able to shape the future of your organization. And then ask yourself, who do I know? Because your network influences your ability to connect with the right people. And then finally, what words will I choose? So you'd have to be clear and intentional in your communication that's going to allow for you to inspire and align with your team and align your team together. So when you shift your focus from business to people, you're able to reach your goals in a more rapid pace and to be more exponential. Early in my sales career, my primary concern was, how do I get business? But as my business matured, the questions I asked myself evolved into, how can I attract the right people to join my team so I can serve them, so they can reach their goals, so that mutually we can reach our goals together? Through experience, I've learned that the best hires do not need to be pushed. They naturally drive the organization forward. The ideal team member aspire to grow into leadership roles and contribute to the overall vision while they pursue their personal goals. And once you've built a strong foundation within your organization, the next step is to replicate your success by developing leaders within your organization. You want to partner with individuals who share your vision and are committed to growing mutually. So here's some thoughts on how to develop those leaders. You want to set a clear vision that inspires and aligns with your team. You want to provide the tools and training that they need to succeed. And then get the hell out the way. Because when you establish expectations while offering guidance and removing the roadblocks, and then you step back and empower them to take ownership of their own success, I guarantee you, you will have a much more stable business. And you'll have the opportunity to be able to make a greater impact. Now understand, leadership is not just about teaching. It's about adding value and holding others accountable in ways that elevate everyone. My coaches, once upon a time, they challenged me to think beyond my immediate goals, to create a 20-year plan, a 20-year vision for my business. And they pushed me. And they asked the question I'm going to ask of you, which is, how can I build a business that transforms lives and leaves a lasting legacy? What am I doing to attract elite leaders and foster their growth? And who can I partner with to achieve mutual success? What can I learn from those who have already attracted top talent? And who must I become to inspire others to reach their highest potential? The answer to these questions transformed my leadership style, fueled my mission to create a legacy of growth, empowerment, and impact, and I inspire for you to do the same. Because ultimately, building an effective organization, it just comes down to developing the right leaders, creating a compelling vision, and fostering an environment where growth thrives. The company with the most leaders, that's the company that's going to win. And the key to achieving this is for you to become the type of leader who naturally attracts and nurtures other leaders. I personally have identified a handful of leaders that I admired, and I vowed to model their success. Now, it's your turn to do the same. Hey there, No Broke Months listener. I've got some exciting news. We just passed 375,000 downloads for the No Broke Months podcast, and I could not have done it without you. I am beyond grateful for every single listener who tunes in daily, takes action, and shares this journey with me. Now, with you and I, let's take it a step further. If this podcast has helped you, imagine what it could do for another salesperson who might be struggling. Share the show with them. Let them know there's a way to create consistent and predictable income, because no salesperson should ever have another broke month again. And hey, while you're at it, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a favorable review. Your support helps us reach even more salespeople who need this. Until the next episode, have the best day of your life. Be grateful, make good choices, go help someone, and share the show with a friend. God bless you.